Christian Heemstra is someone that we've had on the program before, and she has decided to start a brand new movement called We the People Rise, and it's aimed at making things more civil in this country at a time when some may feel powerless. And you can find out more about this by going to wethepeoplerise.net. Kristen, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm fine. So what led you to start this?
So I have seen in my world so much rancor and so many people just being nasty to each other around different political discourses. And it just breaks my heart because that's not the way that I like to see us behave towards each other and as a nation. And I feel like a lot of people don't want things to be that way. And just in talking to folks, that's been the energy that I've picked up on. And so that's what the inspiration for it was.
And I saw one of the videos that you put up, and you want to emphasize you can disagree in a much more civil way, but disagreement isn't necessarily the problem. It's contempt. Right. And what do you mean by that?
So if you talk to any marriage counselor, they'll tell you the hardest thing to get through is when a couple has contempt for each other. It's, you know, there's like this distaste for each other. They don't even want to be around each other anymore. And that you have to, that's a really hard thing to come back from. And that is what I have seen just on both sides. You know, in the United States, we have two political parties. A lot of other countries have many more, but we have a two-party system. And that's what I am seeing on both sides is just this discounting of the other party's positions. And there's name-calling and there's, you know, calling people stupid and libtards and like all kinds of things. And it just, to me, it's like, that's really hard to come back from. It's fine. And that's the analogy I use in the video. Like, you expect to have, I've been married for 30 years. There are tons of things my husband and I disagree on, but we're committed to the core of who we are. And that's where I feel like I'm seeing people pull apart is they're just not committed to the core of the United States anymore. And so that is what inspired that particular video.
Yeah. And you release a series of videos, too, about various things, including a man named Alan Turing, too, and what he was doing. And you used him as an example of how people can become stronger in some ways, right?
Absolutely. And I have just released so many videos. I'm trying to remember. Oh, Alan Turing. He was the guy who, so I talk about him just so that you know, he is the guy who did the Enigma machine.
Right.
And the Enigma machine is how we defeated Hitler in World War II. And I released that soon after there had been so much talk about kind of, we need to defend the country. You have to look a certain way. You have to be a certain way. And this is the only way that things can go. And I'm like, the guy who saved the most people, like saved billions of people, was this, you know, homosexual in England who was figuring out computers long before anybody else. And so when we discount people, when we discount the talents people have, we've discounted the some of our greatest assets. And I do see that. I see people, you know, saying if you're not in this mold, then you can't sit here. And that's just not true. We are, you know, 347 million people in the United States. None of us fit the same mold. And all of us have, and that, just to be clear, I'm a Christian. It's my belief we all have incredible things to bring. We were just, you know, made to be different. So that my story about him was very much targeted on that because he was such an inspirational character.
Yeah, and I actually watched that video, and that was one of the things I really took away here. And you also have made pleas to people, and frankly, this has impacted me ever since what happened with the last election, where some people may have lost their passion for trying to follow up on what's going on in the world. Do you find that that's the case with people that you talk with?
Yes, for sure. I feel a lot of folks are feeling helpless. They're feeling hopeless. They feel like things are out of their control. The values that they have are not the ones that are being reflected. And by that, I mean, there's so much, if you can't criticize somebody without losing your job, you know, these are new values. The U.S. hasn't had that before. There's always been freedom of speech, freedom of expression. And you're seeing just a very different ethos emerging. And because of that, and because people feel powerless, the easiest thing that a lot of people are doing is checking out. And that's not good for us either, because we need everybody. Again, we're such a beautiful, wonderful, strong country, and we're so much stronger when we have everybody functioning at a high level. That should, in my opinion, that should be the goal, to get as many people functioning at the highest level possible, because that's when you thrive, that's when you expand, that's when you grow.
Christian Heemstra is a digital creator, and it's created WePeopleRise.net. This is a brand new movement. Christian, good luck in this new endeavor. I know you're a very determined person, and you've launched a lot of different things here over the years, and I hope this one gains steam, because I go to it every so often for some inspiration, because it's been an interesting last 11 months, to put it mildly. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Can I say one
sure.
thing? If you're available, join the 7 p.m. phone call, because we need everybody's input. This is bipartisan. I want to hear from everybody about what you want to see happen. So please join me.
How can people do that, by the way?
Go to WeThePeopleRise.net, and there is a place to join the phone call to sign up to join it.
Absolutely. We encourage people to do that. Thank you, Kristen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care.